This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
They're making trillions of dollars off your sickness and disease and suffering, and it's all because that's the model in Washington. It's about who pays for sickness and disease, not about figuring out how to make the population healthy.
The Health Ranger Report.
You want to figure out how to make the population healthy, you ask a guy like me to come in and design a system. And believe me, I would put drug companies out of business.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
By now you may have heard that I've been awarded U.S. patent number 9526751 for a unique formulation called Cesium Eliminator. This eliminates radioactive cesium elements from the human digestive tract. In other words, if someone is drinking radioactive water or eating radioactive food containing cesium radioactive elements, such as 137, then this formula can bind with those radioactive elements and eliminate them from your body using the natural process of digestive elimination. What this does is it prevents the cesium isotopes from being absorbed into the bloodstream through the intestinal wall, where if it's not blocked, cesium replaces potassium in human cell metabolism, and it effectively irradiates you from the inside out by lodging in soft tissues throughout your body, including organs such as heart and kidneys. Basically, if you drink or eat cesium and get it lodged in your tissues, then it's going to kill you from the inside out. Cesium has, cesium 137 has a half-life of roughly 29 years, which means that, of course, it loses half its mass, turned into radiation, every 29 years. And so it's considered it's a fairly intense release of energy compared to, say, heavier radioactive isotopes such as plutonium-239, which has a half-life of more like 24,000 years. But it's not quite as intense as iodine-131, which has a short half-life of about 7 days or so. But cesium, because of its half-life of 29 years, and its ability to mimic potassium metabolism in both plants and humans, can contaminate soils for 200 to 300 years before those soils might be safe to use for food production. And this is why today, around Chernobyl, no one's growing crops, right? And Fukushima is going to be suffering from this for a long, long time. And God forbid, if any other nuclear accident or act of nuclear terrorism takes place, then it's going to render large areas of land unusable for food production for, you know, quite literally centuries. So this is why nuclear terrorism is so dangerous. It's not just the instant death that's caused to the population. It's also rendering land unusable for habitation and food production for centuries. So this formula that I've been awarded a patent on, it's called Cesium Eliminator. And again, it's U.S. patent number 9526751. And this is something that I invented a couple of years ago. It took about 2 years for the patent to be granted. This was some of my early research in my laboratory known as CWCLabs.com. Now, one of the first things I worked on in the lab was testing over 1,000 different natural substances for their ability to bind with and absorb different toxic elements. I built a simulated human digestion system and use synthetic gastric acid, which actually is pretty easy to make yourself. And then I tested, again, over 1,000 different substances for their ability to bind with and effectively eliminate everything from lead, arsenic, mercury, what else, cadmium, and of course, cesium. I also tested a few things with strontium and a few other elements of interest. And what I found in this scientific investigation is that Not surprisingly, most substances are useless at eliminating cesium from the body. Most substances don't bind with cesium at all. And where I found that there were many substances that had some ability to bind up lead, for example, and mercury is especially easy to eliminate from the human body during digestion because mercury is we call it a sticky element. It tends to stick to things. It latches on to other things, you know, very easily, to use layman's terms here. Obviously, there are chemical and physical properties behind this that are more technical. But in layman's terms, mercury is a sticky element. It sticks to everything, even in the lab. But cesium is not a sticky element, and it's very difficult to remove from food and water. And so this invention called Cesium Eliminator found that there's a combination of certain ingredients that was able to eliminate cesium-137 from the human digestion tract very, very efficiently, with over 95% efficiency. Now, the key ingredients in this are zeolites and a dehydrated seaweed, a very specific strain of dehydrated seaweed that has rather remarkable ion exchange properties in its internal chemistry. And when you combine these two, you accomplish something quite remarkable. You're able to mop up essentially the cesium-137, but at the same time, you're also able to mop up the excess aluminum that's often released from zeolites. Now, zeolites are made from aluminosilicates. It's part of their structure, and it's actually one of the things that gives them such a remarkable ability to bind with other types of metals. But unfortunately, because zeolites are made out of aluminum, you know, naturally, they're mined out of the ground. It's a special kind of rock, you might say, with a special kind of structure. When you grind them up into a powder, you're releasing a large amount of relatively free aluminum, and this free aluminum is easily dissociated from the powder in the gastric acid that's found in the human stomach. And so when you're eating zeolites just by themselves, you're actually swallowing large quantities of aluminum. And aluminum is linked to dementia and Alzheimer's and other potentially bad disorders, right? And there's a lot of science being conducted today on ways to eliminate aluminum from your body. Now, what's interesting in this is since this patent has been issued, I have since discovered there's another solution for blocking aluminum that can even bind with aluminum in your blood and eliminate that from your body. So if I were contracted to manufacture cesium eliminator today, and by the way, this is being offered, we will manufacture it for governments of the world, states, even nations. If you want to have an emergency supply of cesium eliminator for your population, we can manufacture it for you in Texas in a GMP compliant, FDA compliant, you know, USDA compliant, inspected, certified organic, lab validated facility in Texas. But if I were to manufacture it today, I would tweak the formula slightly. I would add this other ingredient that also eliminates aluminum from the blood supply by binding with circulating aluminum and forming hydroxyaluminosilicates, which are easily filtered out of your bloodstream by your kidneys. So you would effectively urinate out the excess aluminum that way. Now, getting back to the formula itself, so it's based on zeolites and seaweed and some other superfood ingredients that also have various potentiating effects in the binding of this formula with cesium-137. Now, this formula, we do not sell this product to the public. So this, I didn't patent this in order to sell it as a dietary supplement direct to the public. I patented this because I knew this would be an important technology for humanity. And that's why I have already announced that I'm willing to donate the manufacturing rights for this to any state government or national government anywhere around the world that feels the need to manufacture this and protect their citizens. So this is not about us earning profit off of this, although we could earn profit if some government wanted us to manufacture it for them. But at the same time, I'm willing to donate those rights to that government and let them manufacture it themselves. So either way, they want us to do it. Yeah, we'll make a little bit of money on the manufacturing. If they don't want us to do it, we'll give them the know-how so that they can make it themselves. Because the goal here, you know, as a my role as a humanitarian scientist is to save lives. So the goal here is to give this technology, put it into the hands of governments all around the world, because we don't know where nuclear terrorism might strike. And one nation that comes to mind is Israel. And Israel, of course, is always under constant threat. The Middle East is a hotbed of potential violence and potential nuclear events, including nuclear war, nuclear terrorism. You've got Pakistan with a nuclear technology. And then you've also got Japan and the threats from North Korea, where Kim Jong-un, an insane madman, is launching missiles toward Japan, and those missiles appear to be capable of carrying nuclear warheads. And of course, the range from North Korea to Japan is so small, relatively small, that it's an easy thing for North Korea to nuke Japan, which would be just an unimaginable humanitarian disaster. And on top of that, Japan has its own Fukushima problem, of course, which was really, if you think about it, building a 6 nuclear facilities right in the path of a tidal wave near a major fault line where you know earthquakes are going to occur is really stupidity, frankly. It's a stupid thing to do that. But it was a U.S. company, General Electric, that probably lobbied the Japanese government and made billions of dollars off of that construction. So there's a lot of money made, but there are a lot of people's lives that were put at risk. Nevertheless, we can go around the world and we can talk about risks of nuclear terrorism, nuclear engagement, tactical nuclear war. We can also talk about nuclear accidents and even cyber war hacking that takes over nuclear facilities. Let's not forget Stuxnet, which was developed by a joint operation between the Israeli intelligence community, MI5 in the UK, and the US NSA. And Stuxnet was used to infect nuclear processing facilities in Iran, in particular the centrifuges that are spinning, you know, high-density uranium nuclear fuel that can be used to make nuclear weapons. So that was a case of a cyber weapon, Stuxnet, that interfered with Iran's nuclear development program. But similar malicious code could be used to infect and invade nuclear power plants in the United States and potentially, theoretically, shut down their cooling systems or drive them into meltdown scenarios that could unleash massive nuclear, you know, radiation and disaster across parts of North America, even including large population areas. So if we're honest about the assessment of the risks of nuclear radiation being unintentionally or maliciously released, that risk seems quite high if you look across the entire globe and you look at the conflicts and you look at the acts of war, especially cyber warfare. You look at natural disasters like what happened in Fukushima. The risk is very high. So populations are exposed. And sadly, there really hasn't been a technology that I'm aware of that would help people protect themselves from drinking radioactive water or eating radioactive food. Now, obviously, the best approach is to avoid tainted food and water. So if you can get, obviously, non-radioactive water or a clean food supply, that's going to be the best way. But if you're in a situation where you might be a citizen in a war zone, you might find yourself in an environment where the critical infrastructure has been destroyed, the power grid is down, communications are down, railways are down, and so on, air cargo is down, you might be forced to eat or drink contaminated food or water. Now, hopefully, you would try to filter the water. There are many good water filters that can remove some radioactive elements from the water. But not everybody has those. And when it comes to food, there is no food filter that removes radiation from food. So what this invention achieves, cesium eliminator, is as your stomach is churning the food and breaking it apart physically and chemically using the gastric acid that's in your food, this invention binds with the radioactive cesium elements, cesium-137 in particular, and then holds on to that so that it passes out of your body as a regular bowel movement. Now, what this means from a technical point of view is that you're still going to be exposed for a short period of time. The transit time of your bowel movements, that's going to determine the duration of your exposure to the radioactive elements that you've consumed in the food. So it doesn't eliminate them instantly. But given the half-life of 29 years of cesium, if you have some cesium-137 temporarily in your digestive tract for, let's say, 24 to 48 hours, which is a typical transit time for food, then that's not going to kill you unless it's a very, very high quantity of cesium, which is unlikely in a food source. Instead, the exposure will be very limited. Versus if you don't have this protection and you do absorb cesium-137 into your bloodstream and it gets circulated and deposited into your body's tissues, now you're looking at a lifetime of exposure, a lifetime versus 24 to 48 hours. So that's the difference that Cesium Eliminator makes. And that's why it can be such a life-saving invention. And that's why I've donated or announced a willingness to donate its manufacturing rights to governments all around the world who might want to put this technology to use and be ready for some kind of nuclear event. So if you represent a state government, a national government, perhaps the military for that matter, if you represent any of these organizations and you're interested in manufacturing this breakthrough technology or having us manufacture it for you, just contact us at cwclabs.com. You'll find a contact page there and you can get in touch with us and we'll start the technical conversation about how this works and how we can make it available to you. For those who are wanting this formula for your own personal protection, I regret to say that we're not currently offering this directly to the public. And that comes from the concern that it does contain zeolites, which have a large quantity of aluminum in them. And honestly, I after really looking at this situation, I don't want people to misunderstand this product and take it as a vitamin or as a daily supplement of some kind, because that's not what it is. It's an emergency use only dietary intervention technology, and it should only be used when you have a legitimate risk of exposure to radioactive isotopes such as cesium-137. So I don't currently want to have members of the public misusing this product and inadvertently consuming a lot of aluminum. However, if there is a nuclear event, I have stockpiled about 10,000 kilos of the raw material to manufacture this product. And the lifespan of that raw material is basically forever because it doesn't decompose. And so what this means is that if there is a nuclear event, we can very rapidly begin to manufacture it and make it available and perhaps start donating it as necessary to areas that are impacted by it. Because remember, as a humanitarian scientist, my goal is to save lives and to use science to protect lives. And that's what this is all about. So we have the material, we have the patents, we have the technical know-how, we have the ability to confirm this via good solid science. We have the ability to manufacture it and so on. And as global events demand, I will be making this available to help save lives no matter where events happen, anywhere in the world. And this is, by the way, this is a humanitarian mission and it's not a political mission. So even if let's say the United States nuked North Korea as an example, I'm not saying they will, just theoretically, then I would make this available to the citizens of North Korea to help save their lives as well. So even the Palestinians versus Israelis, if either one of those groups got nuked, you know, radiation is a horrible way to die, and I would try to save lives no matter who was afflicted by that. So it's a universal principle of hoping to ease suffering and save lives and help protect humanity from from the devastating effects of internal radiation. You know, gamma radiation, ionizing radiation is very, it rips your body apart cell by cell. It's a horrible, horrible suffering episode. It's, and no one deserves to go through that. So, you know, politically, even if you know, liberals versus conservatives, doesn't matter. If anybody is hit by nuclear radiation, some kind of big catastrophe or act of war or terrorism, then I'm going to do my part to help be there and help protect lives using this breakthrough technology. So you can learn more about this at cesiumeliminator.com. And of course, also my laboratory's website is cwclabs.com. You can find this patent on Google Patents or the U.S. Patent website. Again, it's patent number 9526751. It's a U.S. patent, and it is it eliminates radioactive cesium isotopes from the human digestive tract. I'll also tease you about a second patent that I've also been awarded, which eliminates other toxic elements from the human digestive tract. So I'll talk about that later in another podcast. And in the meantime, I urge all of you to stay safe. Be prepared. We live in uncertain times, and some governments are completely insane. And nuclear weapons are all over the place, and you know, crazy people sometimes have their fingers on the trigger. Let us hope that we don't have nuclear accidents. But if we do, thank goodness that we have at least some solutions that can help ease suffering and save lives around the world. I appreciate you listening. Please share this with everyone you know. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can read my primary website at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.